Today's share in the Dear Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Beis Omud Beis. We are in the 6-5 Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel in the middle of Sif Aleph. And we left off yesterday on the very top line of Kuf Mem Beis Omud Beis with the words of the Mechaber, V'noagim Lahadlik Ner Nosaf. In addition to lighting the licht for that night of Chanukah, again, Mahadrin is everybody in the house lights on the first night, one candle, second light, two candles, etc., as we all know. So the minhag is to have an additional candle lit, v'nogim lahadlik ner nosaf. Why? K'dei she'im yishtame shli'ora yel'or ha'nosaf shu oso shuhud lak achron. He says, in this way, you should have an extra candle lit, which you light last, so there shouldn't be a hefsek in between the bracha and you're lighting this candle, so the Shamish that you're lighting, this extra candle that you're lighting, should be lit at the end. After you've lit all the other candles, light one additional candle. So in case you do end up getting some benefit from those lights, it's not the Chanukah licht that you're getting benefit from. It will be from this additional Shamish that you're lighting at the end. Now, obviously, it's not talking about the candle that you're lighting the Chanukah licht with, which was what we would call the Shamish. But if, let's say, you're using oil candles and you're lighting your Chanukah licht with a wax candle to go light each of the Neros of Hanukkah, so that at the end, if you're going to blow out that wax candle, so light an additional candle that will be the Shamis. And this Shamis, which we'll talk a little bit about more, will be therefore able to get Hanah from that Shamis, because that's not one of the Hanukkah licht. And this way, if you do get Hanah, you're not getting Hanah from the Hanukkah licht, but you're getting Hanah from this permissible Shamis. And he says, V'yanichenu me'rochok kitzas mishar neros mitzvah. And you should separate it somewhat. We'll see the right or optimal ways that some of the posts can bring down that you should separate it. So it should be clear that it's not part of the Chanukah licht. If you have on the second night, you have two candles, but then you put up a third candle, it looks like it's the third night. So therefore, it should be separated in some way, so it's clear that those are the two candles of Chanukah, and then this is that shamish, this is that additional candle that you're lighting for the purposes of getting potentially Hanah from light from the area of the Chanukah licht. Okay, that was a mouthful. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Yudalit. Today we have very, very few Dear Shu footnotes, so Mirz Hashem will be able to go through everything. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Yudalit tells us, Pirush, what is he saying over here? Milvad haner sheminichan al shulchan. He says this is separate from the lights that you have in the room, that you have on the table. The Choshishin, here we're concerned that you should light a separate light besides the Chanukiah, besides the lights of Chanukah, because we're concerned, Kivan Shemadlikim Bifnim, since we light indoors. If you're lighting outdoors, it's not such a big concern. But if you're lighting indoors, Ulai Yishtamshu B'nei Rosh Chanukah, V'lava Datayu, you're going to unwittingly go and use the Chanukah licht for whatever the reason. You're going to get some benefit from the light. And therefore, you should light this extra candle. So in case you're getting benefit, you can say, I got benefit from the light of that extra candle, not from the Chanukah licht. He says, Abo Mi'ikra did. Kiva Sheish L'Ner al-Shulchan, al-Shulchanu. Since technically you already have a light on in the room, in Tzarech L'Hadlik Ner Nosaf. Technically you shouldn't have to do this, but he says it's an Eitzah Tova, you should go and do this. The issue foot number 21 brings down, U'B'Shasa Sakana, Nebuch, in times when we were persecuted, She'ev Shor L'Hadlik B'chutz. You weren't able to light outdoors. So the Shaar Tzion, in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Ches, we'll learn in a little bit of time, it's an upcoming Siman, says, She'af Api She'ein Lo Ela Ner Achas B'vad. Then they only had one candle, let's say the light, on the first night. So you have the Kenel al Shulchano, Av Shabal Karcho Hunana Miyoro. So then go and light it, and even though you're going to get benefit from this Chanukah licht, that's when you have no choice, you're allowed to. And he brings down the Bir Halacha, which we already learned in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Shemikol Mokum L'chatchila. If you have the choice, L'chatchila, Vade Yizor Shlo L'shtam Yishlfanav. If you have a choice, then don't get benefit from that light. But if you have no choice, then it's okay. And he says, on Shabbos Chanukah, so the Mishnah Berurah also brought down, Shadas Rov Achronim, that the opinion of the majority of the Achronim is, Shem Yesh Lo Rak Ner Echad, if you only have one candle, Yadlikenu L'Tzorach Shabbos, V'lo L'Shem Mitzvah Chanukah. Then, Shabbos Sholom Bayis takes precedence over the Mitzvah of Chanukah. And therefore, if you only have one candle, you light Neros Shabbos, which you're allowed to get enough from, and you don't light Neros Chanukah. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Sukkot and Tetzvav, where he says, Ayin in the Mogen of Rom, Shelechatchila, he says, initially, you shouldn't ainly hishtamesh etzel kulon yachid. You shouldn't go and use all the candles, even though you're using the shamish as well. Kim or hanosaf, you should only use the extra light that you lit. Ola shamish buvat, the shamish itself, kishu echo mifne atzel, if it's by itself. Doroa yomel tzachu lekulon, because if you're using the light there, even though you're using the shamish, people are going to say, hey, you lit all of them for your benefit. The lefabim, or the madli kamineros, because sometimes the person will light multiple candles. And he says, ayin the bir alochi, look in the bir Rabbah Dibra Maskal Shemi Shtamesh. So he writes, Ain in the Magid of Ram, Shekosav Abel Mikol Mokum Osul Shtamesh Etzel Vhul. The Magid of Ram says, you shouldn't go be Mishtamesh by all of them. He says, I am the Prima Gadim Shapirish, who explains this, the Af Negit or Hanosaf or Shamish, even the extra lights that you have lit, the Shamish or other lights that you've lit in there, Gamkin also Lechachila, you shouldn't use them Lechachila when they're with all the other candles, because it looks like you're using the other candles. However, have a Ma'ayin or Rabbeinu Yerucham, Shehuva Beis Yosef Lo Mashmakein. If you look in the Beis Yosef, where he brings down the Rabbeinu Yerucham, it doesn't sound like that's his understanding. Ela Deneged HaShamosh, if you're using the Shamosh, Kishamenicho Bevei Atzmo, Rochu Kitzas, Mehaner, if you're using the Shamosh itself, which is near the candles, but not right next to it, it's far enough away that it looks like you're just using the Shamish, then Mutul Shamish Negdo. Then you'd be allowed to use the Shamish Lechatchila. V'chein Kosev Matzis HaShekel in the beer of Divrei HaMogen of Rum. This is the Mogen of Rum, brings down the Matzis HaShekel as well. Then he says, Achakach Monsos Be'al Yerabba, the Chofetz Chaim says, I also found in the El Yerabba, Shehiskim Gamkin Ledina, that he agrees also with this, the Neged HaShamish. If the Shamish is separate, then by the Shamish Lechatchila, Mutul Shamish should be allowed to use it. And he says, look over here in the Shari Tshuva as well. At the end of the Dibra Maskol HaShamosh, where he writes, Daitonami Kemo Shekosabnu. He says he agrees with this concept as well. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezayin. He says you should put the Shamosh far away from the other candles as possible. Kedei Shiyah Heker, this way we also recognizable, Kamaneros Badlikabo Sayom. So if it's light number two and the Shamosh is there, people will mistakenly think it's light number three. So therefore, if you put it a distance away, they'll see, oh yeah, there's the two candles and there's the Shamosh. Lo Yachshavu Imoim, and it won't count the Shamosh with them and make an inappropriate understanding of what night it is. And the Sharet Zion Oz Tezvav, he brings this down the name of the Lavush, and it's also Mashman this way from the Birak Ra, and he brings down the Rabbeinu Yerucham that we just mentioned, the Bir Halacha. He says another reason, Kidei Shem Yavo L'Shamesh, in case you were to use it, Yeheker Shem Yishtamesh La'oro L'vat. It would be clear in this situation that if you do use it, that everybody says you're using it just for that candle alone. Now we go to Dershah foot number 22. He brings down Umakom Hanachasa. Where is the actual place that you should put this extra candle? According to the Shulchan Aruch, Shemadlikim L'Shamesh Neronosef, that this is an extra candle, according to the Shulchan Aruch, as we just brought down. So he brings down for the Kav HaChaim, Shum Yomin L'Neros Chanukah. You should light it to the right of the Neros Chanukah. Why? Kedei Shelo Yitzarech Lachzor L'Smolo U'Ladliko. So you shouldn't have to go back to the left and go light it when you're lighting from the left to the right. So the last candle would be the eighth night, it's the eighth candle. And then immediately afterwards to the right, it will be the Shamish, and you don't have to go all the way back to the left side and go light another candle. Or alternatively, he says, "O Yanichinu Lamala Min Eros Chanukah, light it higher than the other Chanukah candles, if possible." He also brings down the Kav HaChaim, "Shein LaHadlikas HaShamish Elali Achar Adlochas Eros Mishum Hefsek Kimur B'Tur." He brings down from the Tur that you shouldn't light the Shamish after the bracha before you light all of the Chanukah for that night. Again, we're talking here, you're not using the Shamish to go light the other candles. So my example, you're taking a wax candle and you're lighting all your oil candles, let's say, and then the last one, the wax candle is going to not have a place to be put it on your oil menorah. So then you light the shamish afterwards. You should light the shamish at the end, so there shouldn't be any sort of a hesek between the bracha and the lighting of all the Chanukah lecht. And he additionally brings out in Dershu footnote number 23, and he says, according to the opinion of the Mahajim and Rahabjim, that everybody in the house lights the full set of candles for that night. So he brings out from the Ramah that we learned previously in Siman Tov Reishayin Aleph, Shetzara Kolecha Mibnei Habayis Lahadik B'Mokom Yuchad. Everybody should ideally light in a separate place that it could be recognizable. Kidei Shia Heker Kamen Eros Madlikin. If all the candles are all together, somebody looking from the outside just sees a whole mess of candles, so he's not going to know. Is that the third night, the fifth night? So therefore, you should light the Chanukah menorahs, if everybody in the house is lighting their own Chanukah menorah, a little bit apart from all the others, so it's recognizable. And he brought down the Bir Halach over there. Sha'av shebalai lo rishon lo shayach atam hanal. This explanation doesn't have any concern. The first night, everyone knows it's the first night of Chanukah, so there's one candle. So even though you have nine candles there, it's for the nine people in the house. Nevertheless, mikol makom yesh lezorab is there mishum lo plug. You should still try to separate the Chanukiyos on the first night as well because of this concept of lo plug. We don't want to make a distinction. On the first night, it's okay. Second night, it's not okay. So across the board, we say have all the menorahs set up a little bit further apart from each other. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago, over Medino Seilu, it was custom in Ashkenazic Europe, Ein Noagin Lohosif. They didn't light an extra candle. Rak Meniach Etzel HaShamish, Shabob Madlikin Eros. No, they would just do like the common custom is. They wouldn't have a separate candle and then the Shamish. No, the Shamish would be the one that they would light all the other candles with. And then that was already lit. And they would use that and put it down afterwards to be the Shamish. And the Ramah says, this is the preferred way to do this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin says, V'tov shelavad zeh yaniach ner al shulchan. He says, this is in addition to still having light in the room, that should have a light on the table, that there's no concern that people say, well, you're using the Neros of the Chanukah. No, they see that you're using the light on the table. For us, having an electric light on in the room would satisfy this as well, because it's clear that you're not using the Neros Chanukah for illumination. You're using the light, the electric light that you have in the room for the illumination. The issue footnote number 24 brings down the reason behind this is brought down in the Magen Avraham, because if you're using that room and you don't have a central light, you don't have an electric light on, you don't have some other lantern on, so the people say you lit the Chanukah because you need light. As we brought down previously, and it's also in the Machzis HaShekel, that people sometimes light multiple lights, they won't have a lot of illumination, so therefore it won't be recognizable that it's specifically for Chanukah. Mr. Bursiv Khan Yudches, he brings down, Vafilu Rabin Mamalikin, even a lot of people are lighting, Kivin Shukolecha Miniach Nerosa B'mokum Yuchud, since every person is lighting in their own separate place, as we already pointed out today, Shir, and in Simon Kanal, in Simon Tovrish Ayinal, Asif Beis, in the Ramodid, the Hagor, so Tzorich Laniach Shamash Esu Kol Echa B'yechad. It's not enough to have one Shamash for the whole house. If everybody's lighting in a separate area, so it's recognizable that those a separate number of candles for that night of Hanukkah, so he has four over there, he has four over here, he has four over there on the fourth night, so then each one should have their own Shamas. Avilu Yeshner al Shulchan, and this is true even if you have a separate candle on the table illuminating the room, because the Shema Yishtamish Yitzanez, because somebody may get closer to the candles and read over there and learn over there, and then it would be as if he was using the light of the menorah to go learn by, even though he's using the electric light, he's using the other light, but if it's not recognizable, so therefore have a shamash there as well to clearly demonstrate that you're not getting hanoah from the Chanukah lecht. Subkon Yotes, and this is the preferable way the Ramah said, the bazeh, and if you do it this way, muchach behedra, it's clear and definitive, levnei abayis, everybody looking, sheno miminyan haneros. The shamash is separate, so it's clear, the night's the fourth night, and that fifth candle that's higher up than everything else, or it's further away from all the others, is the shamash. Then the Ramah continues and says, V'yesh lasos yoser aruch mishar neiros. He says, make the shamash longer than the other candles, and this way, shimbol l'shtamish, if you end up using the light from that, the shamash will have lasted, yishtamish l'oso ner. He brings up in the Mordechai, that will have lasted, and therefore, even later on, if the shamash were to go out, then you'd be getting benefit from the other candles. So this way, make sure that the shamash lasts longer, so this way, you don't have any problem that you're using the neiros Chanukah and getting hanor from it. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Chav. Rosh Loma, what the Ramah is telling us here is the Kivin Shugado, since it's longer, Ikor Tashmisho Mimenu. So obviously, you're also going to get benefit from that one. That's the big candle. V'uadin imamido gavoa kitzas. And that's why you place it higher. That's what the Kapha Chaim brought down before, that you place it higher, because this way it gives off the light that you're actually using, Mishara Nero. So you make it higher than the other candles, Shapra Dami. That is preferable. The issue footnote number 25 brings down, V'yamadlik etzaneros. If you light the candles, the Govel Amalim Yitzar Tvachim. If the candles are more than 10 Tvachim tall, so the Levushi Asrod brings down, Shodin Shiochel Litain as a Shamish Nomuch Misharineros. Then you can put the Shamish lower than the other candles, that's not a problem. And the Kabbalah Chaim brought down that the Mashmos of the Bach is Bedavka Litain Nomuch Menaneros. You should definitely put it lower than the other candles if the other candles are more than 10 Tvachim tall. He also brings down the Kabbalah Chaim, that our minig is not like this, however. La'olam, he says, apiasod, based upon Kabbalistic reasonings, yesh litin es ha-shamash govoa misharineros. The Kabbalah Chaim's opinion is, even though there may be other calculations involved, he says the bottom line is we always make the shamash higher than the rest of the candles of the Chanukiah. Then he continues, he says, v'amadlik es ha-neros l'matim, and start talking, if your candles are lit less than 10 tefachim, which we said is the optimal position, is between 3 and 10 tefachim off the ground. So, kosh alush yisrud, l'levush yisrud writes, she'eino yochol litin es ha-shamash noch misharineros. If you can't put the candles lower, according to the opinion, it says you should be lower. So, kivish l'matim, and start talking, ein derech tashmish l'olam, that's not the normal way to use it, and you wouldn't get benefit from the shamash. So, he says, in that situation, yonichol gavo misharineros. Then you can put it higher than the other neros, which is the Kaf HaChaim's preferred opinion anyway, kidei shem yovol l'shamish baraneros, because this way, if you were to use the light of the candles, you definitely vada yishtamish bar hashamish, should be using the light from the permissible candle and not the light from the non-permissible candles. And then he writes the Kaf HaChaim further, kishamadli kizaneros lamatim yisar tvachim. The Kaf HaChaim writes, if you're lighting the candles in the preferred optimal way between 3 and 10 tvachim, yesh l'titas hashamish lamalim yisar tvachim. He says, specifically in that situation, the shamish should definitely be above 10 tvachim, so you're clearly demonstrating you're using the shamish for light, and the other candles are specifically not for light. Then we continue, and we bring down from the Ramah. The Ramah says, if the Chanukah licht, which are also to get an off from, are to be mixed with other candles, afilu echod bi'elef lo batel, even if it's 1 in 1,000, it's not going to become batel, because this is the heavy dover shel minyan. He brings up from the Truma Sadesh, and this is something that is a specific number, it's a specific item that's sold by a number, and therefore it's not batel afilu bi'elef. What should you do in this situation? Ela yadlik min ha-taroves kol kach, Shavadai ner shel heter dolek im ner shel iser. Now, there's much too much over here for us to finish off in today, and this is really actually most of tomorrow's shiur. So this is actually going to be a good break point for us. And we'll reread this tomorrow and understand it better. And we'll do the Mishnah Berurahs on this as well. But we'll end the shiur a little bit early today. Give you a chance to chazer over some of the very long Dirshu footnotes from the previous shiur. With this, we conclude today's shiur.